Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So we had a pretty funny thing happen over the weekend for the long Memorial Day weekend. And it started last week. And before we get to what happened over the weekend, and Kennedy and Dan, you both know this first part of the story. We had not shared it with anybody else yet because we were just kind of waiting. We didn't know what it all meant. We were just trying to figure it out over the weekend. Now we have a better understanding of what is happening. So, yes, my son plays lacrosse. He's a goalie.
Shocking.
Haven't heard.
What?
And he does pretty well. And he plays for the middle school team at his school. And on Wednesday, the varsity team had their last regular season game. They're getting ready for the playoffs. And so him and a bunch of his teammates, probably like 15, 20 kids from the two middle school teams, went to the game. And I guess right before the game started, there's two coaches for the varsity. One coach is like the head coach in the offense, and then the other coach is a defensive coach. And the defensive coach pulled Barrett off to the side. And all the players were like, what, you know, like his teammates were like, oh, what did he do?
Ooh, what'd you do? Barrett's in trouble.
Barrett's not in trouble. They want to call Barrett up to varsity immediately.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
Let's go.
It's wild. And so the coach said to him, you know, we really love what you're doing as a goalie on the middle school team, and we feel like there's an opportunity.
That's huge.
It's really big, and their team's very good. They're one of the ranked teams in the state. They've been ranked in the country. They had
usually you got to play freshman team, and then get on the JV.
Well, there's a freshman team, two JV teams, a varsity team, and I'm sure he will still kind of do some of that as well, but they want to get him practicing with the varsity team and getting acclimated to all of that. So he's going to be going. They have the first scrimmage today. He's going to the games. He's traveling with the varsity team. He's the only eighth grader out there. Doesn't even have the right helmet. We got to get the team matching helmet and all that stuff this week.
That's a big step for him.
It's very cool. And so the coach called me on Wednesday night and just said, hey, I'm sure by now Barrett has told you, you know, and we just love Barrett and we think there's, you know, all of these things. And he said, the team is off through the Memorial Day weekend, and then we will have a scrimmage on Tuesday. And we're going to add you to the email list, and you'll all these other things.
Very exciting.
Just, it's just like.
So proud.
So Barrett was on, like, he was just.
Obviously.
Yes.
That's massive.
To be called up to practice and whatever with the varsity team in the eighth grade is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that happened before? Or is he like the first one?
I mean, I don't know. They call up other kids, but usually like, you know, ninth and tenth grade kids get called
right,
up.
That's what I mean. It's pretty rare.
So yeah, he was the only one. I don't know what, you know, but it's tough when you find a good goalie, you want to hold on to him.
And develop it.
Right, exactly. So it's just, it's an awesome moment. We're very proud of Barrett and all that. So we go with our plans. We went down to the Cape for the weekend. And on Saturday, we're at the Cape Cod Mall. We're getting ready to go in and see the new Mission Impossible movie.
As one does.
And Barrett gets an email.
What does it say?
And it's from Coach.
What does it say?
And it says, there's a mandatory practice Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at his school, which is here back in Boston. And we are obviously on the Cape. And so... What do you do in that moment?
I mean, he already said there was no practice for the whole long weekend.
Coach told me they're off for the whole long weekend. See you Tuesday.
There have to be most families were like you and not here.
So
Coach is being a little wishy-washy here, giving mixed signals.
It's a bunch of trash. It's a holiday weekend, bruh.
So I say to Barrett, I was like, well, just email back to Coach and say, you know, Coach, my dad had said that you guys were, you know, not having practice over the weekend. And then as I thought about it, I was like, no, don't do that.
Even though the coaches say my dad wants to watch Mission Impossible and drink IPAs on the Cape.
You know what, Barrett? You do it. You handle it.
Right. So I was like, don't do that.
If
don't
you would
do
handle
that.
It, that'd be great.
And Barrett's like, no, I need to go. Which I love that he recognized it. He needed to go.
Would this be his first practice with the varsity team?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't call out on your first practice.
Right, and say my dad said.
Bro, I wanted to go see a movie.
Right.
I want to watch Tom Cruise run.
As fast as he can in one scene every Mission Impossible.
So we got up, you know, Saturday morning at 6 a.m. And, you know, but we didn't have any of his gear. So we got to drive back to the house, get all of his gear. And then I take him over and I drop him off. They do film. Like, it's a...
Oh, we're watching film.
Oh, we're watching film before the practice, all of this stuff. And so...
Were you just grumbling the entire car ride from the Cape at 6 a.m.?
I was fine. We're very proud of him. So it was just a lot of, you know, you don't get these opportunities. We're just very grateful. We don't take any of this for granted. And so I go sit at the house for a while, and I'm just kind of
You're
waiting.
You're amongst friends. You're allowed to say it was a little bit of a pain in the ass. It's okay.
So, you know, the word on the street was practice was going to be maybe 2 hours. So at about the hour and a half mark, I drive back over to the field. Because I want to see a little bit of what's happening,
well,
too.
Yeah, sure.
Because there are some grown men on this team that, you know, they're going to be playing high-level college lacrosse in a few months.
A lot of those kids drove themselves to practice, not their dads.
There's most of them. A 17-year-old going to play against your 14-year-old. That's wild.
Yeah, practice went like 3.5 hours. They were not messing around. It's like legit. And Barrett came off that field. He's like, that was...
I'm tired.
That was intense.
Was he like, I would like a nap.
Did you happen to see the coach? He'd be like, so how did we end up with an 8 a.m. Saturday practice on this long weekend?
I did see the coach, and I did mention that we were... and he's just like, yeah, that's going to happen sometimes. That's just the way it is. So I was like, okay,
I was
great.
Like, do you hate the parents?
So we drive back to the Cape. Because the next thing is Tuesday, right?
Yes. It's a scrimmage. Now we can enjoy our vacation.
And then Sunday afternoon, another email comes in.
No.
Practice, like 8:30 a.m. on Monday, dude. back at the school.
Dude.
So, again, this time we're not going back. So we just...
Sorry.
Yeah, we just loaded up and brought it all home and took him over to practice. And another 2 or 3 hour situation, you know,
sorry,
at school.
Buddy.
No, we're very proud of them.
Yeah,
we're very proud
much
of them.
So.
But we are quickly learning that that is the end of our social life because they just practice whenever. They just, yeah, they
that
just
sounds
go.
Sounds like a carpool situation to
and,
me.
And that is the first thing I did. I realized there are 2 or 3 kids that we know from the neighborhood that are on this team. And I'm like, all right, we're going to have to figure out a carpool situation because I am not going to be forced to leave my Tom Cruise movie on Memorial Day weekend again next year.
I just feel like practices should have set schedules. It's not like, hey, I sent an email 24 hours before practice is happening now.
Yeah, that's just, well, because the schedule right now, the playoffs is different. They don't know the field available. It's all of that stuff, I guess.
And if you're getting their dead end of the season, you want to win state or whatever.
Yeah, right. You want to stay on that varsity team, you're going to practice.
Right.
We want to win. We're winners.
Up downs.
Yes.
Until you're blue in the face.
That's right.
Barrett said to me, he's like, there was a kid that was like 2 minutes late. He had to run a mile. And I was like, what does that say to you? He's
Don't
like, I
late.
Will never be late.
Well, good for him. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
we're very
massive.
Proud of him. Yeah, it's going to be going to be a lot of fun. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.